we join Adrian Bridge, Managing Director of our program partner Taylor's Port, as he takes us through the latest in the series of 20 Steps to Making Port. Tonight, filtration and fining.
Good evening, Adrian Bridge from Taylor's Port, joining you once again to talk about the 20 key steps to making great port. And tonight I wanted to talk about filtration and fining, which all sounds a little bit technical, but is very important in making sure that we're delivering top quality Taylor's Port to you. Now, the process of filtration is perhaps quite an interesting one, because with something like vintage port, which we make, age in the wood, large wooden vats for the 2 years before we then bottle, that has no filtration whatsoever. And that's, of course, why it throws a deposit and needs to be decanted. But one of the great creations of our company was to make late bottle vintage. And that their whole idea behind that was to take a wine from a single year, which had the quality to perhaps be a vintage port, but nonetheless leaving it to age longer in the wood, but then putting it through a filtration process before bottling. And the idea behind that is to bring out all those deposits, to stop those deposits, so that you can pour straight from the bottle and that you don't need to do any decanting yourself.